Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I am your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm going to be talking about the NFL draft prospect, Brian Cook, the safety from Cincinnati. So be sure if you like this video, if you enjoy this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on our Facebook and YouTube channels. We have clips of all of our shows at our Instagram page at 100 Football. And of course, you can listen to daily episodes of the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts on any major podcast streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Overcast. If you have a Google or Alexa home device, you can say, hey, Google or hey, Alexa, play 100 Football and it will pop right up. And we have daily content talking about draft content, history specials, legends interviews, game previews when the games are in session. I mean, really anything and everything football related, you can find it on our channels. Over 1,000+ videos on our Facebook and YouTube pages now. So please go over there, check out some of the history right where we started from and where we're up to now. And thank you all so much for the love and support. So Brian Cook, safety from Cincinnati, who had a tremendous season this year, and thanks in part to this young man, helped them out get to be one of the final four teams in that college football playoff. So Brian Cook, it wasn't always, you know, it wasn't like this guy was highly recruited, started out at Cincinnati. Nah, he went to Howard University in 2017 and 18. And like I said, not a whole lot of big stats in 17, but overall in 21 games in those two seasons, 93 tackles, and 77 stops also. 17 passes defended, 5 tackles for loss, 5 interceptions, including one of those being a pick 6 with 2 forced fumbles. So he had a solid career. Cincinnati was on the come up, right? In 2018-19, they said, hey, we need to beef up our secondary. That's when they gave Brian Cook the call and said, hey, we want you over here at our program. So 2019, he sat out the vast majority of the season due to just transfer regulations. You know how it is. But he did play in the Ticket Smart Birmingham Bowl, where he got a couple of tackles on the special teams unit. But he was also named in the 2019 AAC All-Academic Team. So it proved that even when he wasn't on the field, he was studying hard, putting up a lot of good numbers in the classroom, which is important. Because let's not forget, these are not just athletes, they are student athletes. So proud of him. 2020, he made 2 starts, and he played in all 10 games during the shortened season. And he had 26 total tackles, 19 solo stops, 2 pass breakups, and 1 tackle for loss. He had a career day against Houston where he had 9 tackles plus a pass breakup. In the AAC championship game against Tulsa, he recorded 4 tackles. And he also stepped into a starting role during the Peach Bowl with 7 tackles being solo. So in the biggest game of his life, right, the Peach Bowl that year, I believe against Georgia, he showed up in a big way. Then we go into 2021, this past season. What a year it was. And boy, oh boy. All AAC first team selection. Man, what a big come up that is, am I right? Versus Alabama, he got an interception in the college football semifinal before they ended up losing that game, of course. Like I said, intercepted the Heisman winner, Bryce Young, in the third quarter, so did a good job there. And, I mean, let's just be real here. Him, Sauce Gardner, the rest of those guys from Cincinnati, they were elite in terms of their secondary abilities in coverage. You know, I said 96 total tackles in the season, 9 passes defended, 1 sack, and 2 interceptions. So very solid career all in all at Cincinnati. Worked his way up from Howard, went Cincinnati, and has made a name for himself. So let's talk more about the 6'1", 210-pound guy from Cincinnati, Ohio. What do I like about him? What are some of his strengths as an NFL safety? Well, if you look at him, he has great attitude. He is going to play hard. He's going to play fast and with a little bit of a mean side also. He's physical. He's not afraid to hit. He's smooth. He's got good body control. He's fluid. He's not just going to look like a stone out there, right? He's not going to be rigid, not know where to go. He uses his eyes very well. Like I mentioned, he does a good job of getting passes defended or interceptions. He's always near the ball at least. He's smart. Like I said, all AAC academic team. Discipline, makes good plays, and is also good at contesting. He's a scrappy player. He's not afraid to get dirty with the receiver. He has a good frame. Like I said, he's 6'1", 210 pounds. That's a solid build for a safety. You can see on the screen, he's got a good build to him. And he's also going to be able to flip off tackles and finish more consistently. So, I mean, he's good there. He can really get off of it. If someone's trying to wrap him up, right, he can really just get away from him and end up making that tackle. And some of the things that he could maybe work on, right, because let's face it, none of these guys are perfect by any means necessary. There's always something you can improve on. So some things Brian Cook can change and can learn, get better at. Sometimes, like I said, he goes for the big hits. Sometimes he can whiff on those, or sometimes it doesn't pan out, right? Sometimes you got a stronger running back, receiver, whatever it may be, and he can just kind of bounce off him rather than taking him to the ground. So sometimes he wants to go for that big hit rather than just wrapping up. Also, some other things. Sometimes he plays a little bit too high, a little bit too far out for his position at safety. So, I mean, that's just based on positioning and whatnot. And then sometimes he can be a little bit slow getting off blocks and reacting to a quarterback. Like I mentioned, he doesn't have the most amount of sacks in his career being a safety, but that also can deal with just the scheme they want to, and also just how he played at Cincinnati. They didn't want him blitzing a whole lot, so there's not a bunch to really look at there. But, I mean, all in all, I really enjoyed Brian Cook. He's a solid safety. He's going to look very well, I think, for whoever drafts him come April, right? It's going to be a good time. I can't wait to see how he does, where he goes to. And I think if you get this guy, you're going to get a solid player, someone who's experienced. He's a senior, right? So he played a lot of football. And, I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a good talent. And if you pick up Brian Cook on your team, I think you're going to get a solid caliber safety in the NFL for many years to come.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you enjoyed this video, this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Like I said, we go each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips of all of our shows at 100's Football on Instagram. And if you haven't done so already, please go over and check out our podcast. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network over on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Amazon Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts, really. There is a probably 99.99% chance you can find us anywhere you listen to. So please go over there. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think of the show, what you want us to cover next. If you want us to cover a certain prospect, talk about the 1975 Alabama Crimson Tide, or any special team that you enjoyed growing up or watching, leave it in the comments and we will do a video on that in the near future. I've been your host this morning, Logan Landers. Guys, have a tremendous day and we will talk to you again here live on another episode of 100 Yards of Football. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.